Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מתוך
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are on item 41.
Let's continue.
So, item 41. But there still remains to clarify why man needs all the upper worlds the Creator has created for him. What use has he of them? Bear in mind that the reality of the worlds is generally divided into five worlds, called 1. Adam Kadmon, 2. Atzilut, 3. Bria, 4. Yetzirah, and 5. Asiya. In each of them are innumerable details, which are the five sfirot, Ket, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. The world of Adam Kadmon is Keter. The world of Atzilut is Chochma. The world of Bria is Bina. The world of Yetzira is Tiferet. And the world of Asiya is Malchut. The lights clothed in those five worlds are called Yechida Chaya Nefesh Ruach Neshaman. Ruach Nefesh. The light of Yechidah shines in the world of Adam Kadmon. The light of Chaya in the world of Atzilut. The light of Neshama in the world of Bria. The light of Ruach in the world of Yetzirah. And the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya. All these worlds and everything in them are included in the holy name Yud He Vav He. And the tip of the Yud. We have no perception in the first world, Adam Kadmon. Hence, it is only implied in the tip of the Yud of the name. This is why we do not speak of it, and always mention only four worlds, Abia. Yud is the world of Atzilut. He is the world of Bria. Vav is the world of Yetzirah. And the bottom He is the world of Asiya.
In other words, here Baal HaSulam divides all of creation, everything that exists, into five degrees. He calls them five worlds or five sfirot. Five kinds in everything. And it stems from the fact that the upper light, which develops in order to create the clay, that is, the vessel that is suitable for it, has to develop and descend from itself, from bestowal to the will to receive. So it has to go through 5 degrees. And this is why we are we have all the discernments in the worlds, in the Parzofim, in the Sfirot, in you name it. We always have Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya in the worlds, or Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeral, Bimalchut. Inside the Potsuf, etc., etc. Everything always divides into five. The uppermost discernment is Shorish, the root that is similar to the Creator, or the Creator Himself, from which the lower discernments emerge. And the bottom one is Malchut, which is the control of the will to receive when it's ready to receive everything that comes from the Creator. This is what he's telling us here. We have Ita 4, please.
I wanted to ask, we need to relate to the names of the worlds, let's say Yetzirah. So that means to correct our tendency in such a way?
No. We don't get into these things yet. We don't understand what it's about. We just have to see from here the general structure of reality. The general world, which is the spiritual world, the corporeal world doesn't exist. Our world is, there's a reason why our world is called an imaginary world. It doesn't exist. We have to know all of reality as five worlds. Atzilut, Bria, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Tzuhasiya. And our world, let's say that it's the last degree of the world of Asiya. Just so we have something to relate it to. That's it.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы говорим о том, что духовное кли мы строим, вот эти 10 сферот в объединении между нами.
We're saying that the spiritual vessel, the 10 sferot, are built in the connection between the friends.
He still hasn't explained it. Why are you jumping? He's giving you a general review of what is happening. The light of Chaya, the light of Neshama, the light of Ruach, the light of Nefesh, the light of Yechidah. And then he'll speak about sounds and colors and everything, and letters and numbers. Everything pertains to the five discernments that we have. So let's restrain ourselves and we'll get an answer in its place. If it's not written, why are you asking me? We have to come to the place where it is written. Owen, go ahead.
42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ein Sof to this world. However, they are included in one the other. And each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five sfirot kachab tum, in which the five lights, neran chai, are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five sfirot kachab tum, in each world, there are four spiritual categories, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses, and the still category is called halls. Also, they all robe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five sfirot kachabtum, which is the godliness in that world. The matter of the ten sfirot, which are godliness, will be explained in the preface of the Book of Zohar. The animate category, which are the angels, clothe over the souls. The vegetative, which dresses over the dresses, clothes the angels, and the still, which is the halls, surround them all. The clothing means they serve one another and evolve from one another, as we have explained, concerning the corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. As we said there, the three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, do not emerge for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and to be useful for him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still, vegetative and animate, appeared appear there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category there, which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that all clothe man's soul, meaning to serve him.
Ken.
Yes. Is that clear? Maybe we should read it again?
Sure. 42 again. Now we have explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extended from Ein Sof in this world. However, they are included in one the other. And in each of the worlds, there are five worlds. The five sfirot, kachabtum, in which the five lights, neranchai, are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five sfirot, kachabtum, in each world, there are four spiritual categories, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses, and the still category is called halls. Also, they are robe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five sfirot, kachabtum, which is the godliness in that world. The animate category, which is the angels, clothes over the souls. The vegetative, which is the dresses, clothe the angels. And the still, which is the halls, surround them all. This clothing means that they serve one another and evolve from one another, as we have explained concerning the corporeal, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. As we said there, the three categories, still vegetative and animate, did not emerge for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and be useful to him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still vegetative and animate, appeared there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category there, which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that they all clothe man's soul, meaning to serve him.
That's the most important in the last sentence, that they all clothe man's soul for his benefit. All the discernments we're learning here in the souls and parts of fame and the clothing and the halls and the degrees of still vegetative animate speaking and everything. And there are thousands more discernments in each and every degree. All this is in order to influence a person so he can achieve correction, and from his point of correction, all those discernments will unite together into one system, one complete system that will be so that the upper force, the complete upper force, will be revealed in that system, their source. What have we got here? Moscow 3.
Поначалу кажется понятным пять миров, пять святых.
Thank you, Love. In the beginning, it seems understood. Five worlds, five lights. But then when it starts elaborating on the degrees and qualities, so I don't understand this mechanics. What can I understand from this, and why is it so detailed?
It's not like they're arranged in such a way that they're many. They're not many. It's nothing. There are thousands and thousands of details in these systems. Each detail divides into another system, and it's likewise indefinitely. Besides the systems of Kedusha, of holiness, there are systems of Kduma, impurity, because God created one opposite the other. So here, we're not seeing this whole system at all. He divides it into five and another five and another five several times, and that's it. But in truth, there are many here. This is on one hand. On the other hand, it shouldn't frighten us that there are so many, because we receive it all. We are incorporated in all of this through our feelings, not through our intellect. If we try to process these things intellectually, we will never be able to do it, because attainment comes only through the feeling, through the desire. So the more the desire is incorporated in positive and negative inside of it. So in that desire, we discover the qualities, the images, the discernments, the insights, and not technically, where we can, as beginners, usually think that they can understand spirituality by knowing the details and how they are connected, and through knowledge, intellectual knowledge, even a lot of knowledge, they'll be able to attain spirituality. Never, never. Because it doesn't happen in the mind. It happens in the desire. And in the corrected desire, and according to the level of correction of the desire to work in order to bestow. That's why it's not the smart one who learns.
Barur.
Clear?
Latin
okay.
Five.
Latin 5.
Rav, ¿a qué se refiere las categorías del animado? Son los ángeles que están en ese mundo.
What does it mean that the animate degree are angels in this world?
This is what it's called. They are forces that are called this way. There is no depiction here or form, shape, as we might have seen or heard about how angels are painted, or clothing or halls. Also, man's soul, the speaking level in each world. What is the speaking level? It's only about forces which are called that way only, without any external depiction. There is no shape to it. Angels with wings, you know, the Zohar also speaks that way. Where does it come from? In the first place, it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah. But because they understood those discernments in a corporeal way, so they started thinking that angels actually have wings. Or that clothing are these coverings, and halls are, you know, something huge, like, you know, a hall, a palace. No, it's not at all like that. It is about forces that are called that way, and those forces have no corporeal depiction, no depiction. So, abstain from these shapes. They don't exist. Spirituality is only shapeless, formless forces. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Gracias, Rav. No sé si la pregunta qué
I don't know if the question's right, but these forces are parts of the system that Bala Sulam describes. In this moment, are they working or not? Because there's no time in spirituality. Are the actions of these forces depending on us?
Yes, of course. Everything that exists in reality is present. Nothing disappears, nothing is lost. There's no such thing as something being lost or not lost. Everything operates from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, meaning always above time and place and movement. So you didn't ask, when does it operate, when does it not operate? They are just parts of the system. And all those parts are interconnected and operate only in one direction, to increase the will to receive on the human level, so it will grow more and more until it reaches in its attainment the attainment of the upper force called the Creator. This is how the system is built. When it wants to connect the two ends, the bottom end, which is us, and the top end, which is the Creator, and for those two ends to be as one. Okay?
USALA.
USALA.
Shalom, Rav. If I might ask, the connections that we, the 10, tries to establish between themselves, is the ultimate goal a infinitely thin middle line, or will it have the entire spiritual architecture that the Baal Salam speaks about here?
We will continue to learn, and you'll see that it falls into place in a way that does not pertain to any corporeal shape. That's the most important. Don't connect what we're learning with any corporeal form. That's our biggest problem. That Kabbalists wrote for themselves, and that's why they described their spiritual impressions from the upper world. But when other people started reading them without attainment, they imagined corporeal things. And from this came to us religions, belief systems, and all kinds of things where people get confused.
Latin 8.
Muchas gracias, querido Rav. Tenemos la impresión de que.
Thank you, dear Rav. We have an impression that the degree is still vegetative, animate, and speaking only show up on the fourth phase in Malchut. Is that right to understand it this way? Or are those degrees in every part and every discernment in the light?
In every part, in every discernment, there is its own fourth phase, and there all the discernments are revealed. If I'm speaking about the second phase, I can't speak about the actual phase two, but about phase four in phase two, because there phase two is revealed in all its power. Cabu 7.
Thank you, Rob. I just want to know, I heard you say, are we at the very, very bottom of Atzia?
We are in the last degree of the world of Asiya. Yes.
Rav, which means that we are already in a spiritual place, right?
No.
No.
The last degree of the world of Asiya seemingly falls off from the world of Asiya in that it doesn't fall under the same rules of the world of Asiya, but the same forces of the world of Asiya operate there, except these forces cannot accumulate, cannot join, cannot connect among them spiritually. We will learn it. It's a discernment that we still have to attain. But again, it is about spiritual discernments, meaning within the desire, a desire that reveals this way and feels this way. Whereas we are in this world where we don't discover this desire, we don't discover the world of Asiya. We're only in an imaginary world, in which there is nothing of spirituality and of anything. It's just how we exist. We exist we are in an existence from which to rise to the real feeling. So our existence is something in which there is no truth at all. We were as dreamers, as it is written. French.
Boker Tov, Rav. Quelle attitude correcte devons-nous exprimer dans nos désirs lorsque nous ressentons ces forces? Toda.
What is the right approach that we need to express in our desires when we feel these forces?
When we feel these forces, then we will express ourselves correctly. Don't worry. For now, we don't feel it, and that's why our response is small, egoistic, corporeal. Okay? Moscow 4.
Раф, маленькое уточнение, вот о соответствии. Здесь Бальсулам говорит про пять сферот, пять миров, четыре вот этих свойства.
He's speaking about five сферот, five worlds, and four qualities.
Read it several times, and you'll find what's missing. That's it. Okay?
Йофи.
Good. So, Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. He writes in the end of the first paragraph that except for the five sfirot kachabtum, there are also four phases. So it's two different systems.
Friends, you don't understand. There are only five discernments. Call them roots 1, 2, 3, 4. In each of them, there are another five. In each of them, another five, and another five, and another five. And likewise, indefinitely. But they're always there are always five discernments, and they call in their relation to each other, either as worlds, or sfirot, or patsufim, or lights, or vessels, etc. But they are always five discernments only. That's it. You can become confused with the names, of course, and it's not a problem. You could say the world of Atzilut, the world of Chokhmah, the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Keter, phase one, phase two. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because we know that in the end, there are only five. That's it.
רב, אפשר?
No.
Can I? He just writes here that the speaking degree clothes five sefirot.
Yes.
So it seems that all the still vegetative and animate is separated. Or didn't I didn't understand that right?
There are sefirot. In this field, there are discernments. And these discernments also divide into another five and another five and another five, and that's it. There's nothing more to it. I don't understand what you're getting confused about. It's such a simple structure. The light, in order to reach the vessel, to build a will to receive that will receive it, will be filled and enjoy it. So the light, in building this desire, has to go through five discernments, four along the way, and the fifth is Malchut, which is called phase four, and which can receive the light and enjoy it. So the first discernment is the Creator. That's what it's called. The last discernment is called Malchut, the created being. And in between you have several degrees made of, by which from the forces and qualities of the Creator we come to the forces and qualities of the created being. Generally they're called, in the global way, they're called worlds, and less than that, sefirot, potsufim, all kinds of discernments. They're also given names, levushim, clothing, halls, people, etc. But they are names. Don't start attributing it to this world at all. There is no connection to what we're talking about in this world.
Ita 4.
Questo. Noi non dobbiamo relazionarci con le parole di questo mondo.
We don't need to relate to it, the things in this world. Animals aren't angels. But how should I imagine this force? I can't imagine it.
You don't need to imagine to depict anything. How do you imagine electricity, magnetic force? How do you imagine it? You depict it according to its operations. You don't see the forces, you see the operations of the force. So it's likewise here. When we call spirituality by all kinds of names, what can you see from this? When you see how it operates in you. In you, truly. Then you will understand what is this force or that force. And that's how you'll know it. Nothing more than that.
It's very confusing. I'm confused. I feel lost. I can't even understand or see. I just can't.
Relax, kid. Nothing will happen. Eventually, you'll understand everything. The soul of each and every one of us is intended, destined to include all of reality, to feel it and understand it, and everything will be okay. But it takes a while. The important thing is that we don't confuse spirituality with corporeality. The corporeality we feel has no connection whatsoever with what we're learning. None. So don't start connecting.
Grazie, maestro. Toda rava.
No, buonere Kiev.
Let's see Kiev.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вопрос от десятки.
Good morning, a question from the ten.
Эту тему. Как нам от нее получить?
If we're not supposed to understand this intellectually, how do we extract from it a deficiency to work in the ten?
Ask. Ask. Oren, maybe another one.
What mem gimel?
Yeah. Item 43. When man is born, he immediately has nefesh of kedusha, holiness. Yet not actually nefesh, but the posterior of it. Its final discernment, which due to its smallness is called a dot. It clothes man's heart in one's will to receive, which is found primarily in man's heart. Know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world, even in the smallest particle that can be found in that world. And thus, as there are five worlds in the whole of reality, which are the five Sfirot Kahabtum, there are five Sfirot Kahabtum in each and every world. And there are five Sfirot in every little item in that world. We have said that this world is divided into still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, corresponding to the four Sfirot Chubtum. One, still corresponds to Malchut. Two, vegetative corresponds to Tiferet. Three, animate to Bina. And four, speaking to Chokhmah. Five, and the root of them all corresponds to Keto. But, as we have said, even in the smallest item in each species in the still vegetative animate and speaking, there are four discernments of still vegetative animate and speaking. Hence, even in a single item in the speaking category, meaning even in one person, there are also still vegetative, animate, and speaking, which are the four parts of his will to receive, where the dot from the nefesh of Kedusha, holiness, is clothed. Again,
43.
When man is born, he immediately has nefesh of Kedusha, holiness.
We're not speaking a man, us. It's speaking about Adam that was born in spirituality. Then he has nefesh of Kedusha. Yeah?
Yet, not actually nefesh, but the posterior of it. It's final discernment, which due to its smallness, is called a dot.
Meaning he has a deficiency which is revealed towards spirituality. He still doesn't know what it is, he doesn't understand it, but he feels a deficiency for it, a tendency for it. That is called that Adam was born man. In what? In our protein body, awakens a desire for divinity. Yes? And
that dot clothes man's heart.
What does that mean? Not our flesh here called a heart. That's not. But
in one's will to receive, which is found primarily in man's heart.
That a person feels his deficiency there, but not actually in the flesh. Yeah?
Know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world, even in the smallest particle that can be found in that world. Thus, as there are five worlds in the whole of reality, which are the five Sfirot Kahabtum, there are five Sfirot Kahabtum in each and every world. And there are five Sfirot in every little item in that world.
meaning all in all, the Creator created five discernments from his phase to the created being's phase, as we learn through the four phases of direct light, four discernments of direct light. That's it. The rest takes place inside all of those discernments of direct light, from the root to Malchut.
We have said that this world is divided into still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, corresponding to the four sfiot, chubtum. One, still, corresponds to Malchut. Two, vegetative, corresponds to Tiferet. Three, animate, to Bina. And four, speaking, to Chochmah. Five, and the root of them all corresponds to Keto.
So it's the same phases, the same discernments, but they are still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and their root, or corresponding Keto Chochma Bina Zaran Bin Malchut. It's just names, but actually five discernments in each and everything, and that is what we need to understand. That's how all of creation is divided. Why? Because from the Creator to the created being, on each and every degree, in each and every discernment, there can only be no more and no less but those four degrees. Or as it says, 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. That we divide these four degrees into 10 discernments. Next.
But, as we have said, even in the smallest item, in each species, in the still vegetative animate and speaking, there are four discernments of still vegetative animate and speaking. Hence, even in a single item of the speaking category, meaning even in one person, there are also still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, which are the four parts of his will to receive, where the dot from the nefesh of Kedusha is clothed.
Good. I don't see any questions, except for Hebrew 10. Who's that?
Yes, Rav. It's very clear that we needn't complicate the things, but we need to stick to what the Kabbalist says. But I want to ask about it. Why do we complicate things? Why are we not working according to what is written?
You don't want to listen to the principle. And you're trying to bring all kinds of old knowledge you got from all kinds of books you were reading in the past, but he just explains everything very simple. The wisdom of Kabbalah is very simple. If we know where we're studying, what we're studying for, and what way we need to study, so everything is clear. But if we start connecting this to all kinds of rumors and depictions we have from all kinds of previous thoughts we had and confused us their whole life, so obviously we'll never get out of it. Clear? So let's hear Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, Rav. In item 41, it is written in the beginning, why does man need all those upper worlds that he has created for him? For what need has man for them? What need do we have in the world of Adam Kadmon in which we have no attainment? That's the question.
That from there we get lights that help us raise in our degrees and bring us to the purpose of creation. By this we reach the purpose of our life, of our existence.
PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. He writes, know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world. Can you explain what it means by reality and how it differentiates from world?
He says that every detail, from the biggest, which is all of reality, or the smallest, no matter in which discernment, we are all in the same structure of those five parts. That in each and every part that you take of creation, there's a part of the Creator and a part of the created being, and a few degrees that connect the Creator to the created being and the created being to the Creator.
Well, what can we relate to in as a reality, and what can we relate to as world?
I don't understand. We belong to Malchut. That's it.
That's it?
Asia.
Morning, Master. What are the kinds of the four spiritual categories?
What are the keter of the four spiritual categories?
The keter of the four spiritual categories is the root towards them. That's it. That's how it's called. Well, let's try Vina again.
Vina.
They don't want? Okay. If they...
No, I have a support group from Moscow, so...
I
can't hear you. I can't hear you. Okay. There's a problem.
Latin 8.
Latin 8.
Muchas gracias, querido Rav. En nuestra decena,
thank you, dear Rav. In our 10, we want to know if the speaking level belongs to the awareness of the self, of the individual.
The speaking degree in spirituality doesn't belong to man in this world. Man in this world, it doesn't belong into spirituality.
PT 25.
It's still confusing that Bala Sulam speaks about this world. Is this world also spiritual, or are we talking about what we see before our eyes?
No, in front of our eyes is the imaginary world. It's not this spiritual world. Spirituality is spirituality. This world means a spiritual discernment.
Without understanding what is this world, there is constantly this confusion. Is there a way to explain what is this world? Because he's talking about the worlds. The world of Asiya is the last one. So what is this world? Can you separate it from what we know is this world?
Yes, Lanu. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut,
Bria. We have Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And this world. This world means a degree that comes before attaining the world of Asiya. This is what I can say.
Another question. Bala Sulam decided to mention, he says, in these five worlds, he says that there are five sefirot in them. So why does he mention this world too, that it also has them? Why does he talk about it again here? I can't understand what he's trying to tell us here.
Because it's a discernment that comes before spiritual attainment from below upward. He wants to say that also on this degree of this world, it's people that haven't reached their actual corrections yet, but they are still going through corrections, even though they're not aware yet and not attaining it yet, but they're already going through corrections. And that degree already belongs to spirituality.
Okay,
the fact that I'm not in spiritual attainment yet, but I'm studying and I'm trying and connecting and raising some kind of request, that is called that I already belong in the spirituality.
With your permission, Rav, the next item, 44, talks about 13 years, that before that, no revelation of spirituality happens. So, is this world, what comes before these 13 years, is it a preparation for the spiritual reality?
No, no. 13 years is already much higher discernments. No. Such questions will confuse everybody. No.
Thank you, Av. Sorry.
Okay, where are we, Owen?
We are in item 44.
So let's keep going, maybe we'll get out of this.
Item 44. Prior to the 13 years,
even more. 13 years, don't think it means 13 years. It's a sign that Kabbalists take without any connection to anybody's age or nothing. Before a person is rewarded with a spiritual discernment, it's called before 13.
Yes. Prior to the 13 years, there cannot be any emergence of the point in one's heart. But after 13 years, when he begins to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is fitting when serving the king, even in lo lishma, not for her sake, the point in one's heart begins to grow and show its action.
Again,
44. Prior to the 13 years, there cannot be any emergence of the point in one's heart. But after 13 years, when he begins to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is fitting when serving the king, even in lo lishma, not for her sake, the point in one's heart begins to grow and show its action. This is so because mitzvot, commandments, do not need intention. Even actions without intentions can purify one's will to receive, but only in the first degree, called still.
Meaning there are all kinds of actions that we do between us, and even though these actions are still with the intention to receive and attain and feel and gain and with egoistic intentions, but when we already try to do it, we're already starting our corrections. Yeah?
To the extent that he purifies the still part of the will to receive, he builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of nefesh of kedusha, holiness. And when one completes all 613 commandments in practice, in action, it completes the 613 organs in the point in the heart, which is the still of nefesh of kedusha.
Meaning, even actions he performs without an intention to bestow, but everything to succeed and gain in that same egoistic desire he had, obviously wants to reach something higher, but he's not in it yet. These actions are already working on him, and he's developing his soul, his point in the heart, as we say. Yeah. That
whose 248 organs, spiritual organs, are built by observing the 248 commandments to do. And the 365 spiritual tendons are built through observing the 365 commandments not to do.
Yeah, that we have these number of actions where we connect between us, and there are actions that we shouldn't activate those desires, that it will cause separation. So all of our work is to reach connection. There are actions that bring us to connection, and there are such that reject us from connection. So that's why there are actions of do, reach connection, and there are actions do not do, that it rejects you from connection.
Yeah. Until it becomes a complete partsuf of nefesh of kedusha. Then the nefesh rises and clothes the sphira of malchut in the spiritual world of Asiya.
Yeah, and where is that man in this world? That's what he asked about, David. So then we already belong to the spiritual world in something, in one point. Next.
And all the spiritual elements of still vegetative inanimate in that world, which correspond to that sphira of Malchut, of Asiya, serve and aid that partsuf of nefesh, of one who has risen there, to the extent that the soul perceives them. Those concepts become its spiritual nourishment, giving it strength to grow and multiply until it can extend the light of the sphira of Malchut of Asiya in all the desired completeness to light man's body. And that complete light helps one add exertion in Torah and commandments and receive the remaining degrees. And we have stated that immediately at the birth of man's body, a point of the light of nefesh is born and dresses in him. So it is here, when his partsuf of nefesh of kedusha is born, a point from its adjacent higher degree is born with it, meaning the last degree of the light of ruach of Asiya, and dresses inside the partsuf of nefesh. So it is in all the degrees. With each degree that is born, the last discernment in a degree above it instantaneously appears within it. This is because this is the whole connection between higher and lower, through the top of the degrees. Thus, through this point which exists in it, from the upper one, it becomes able to rise to the next higher degree.
Yes. So there's many things here. It's worth reading it a few times. Everybody. And let's hope you read it today throughout the day. These paragraphs we just went through, these items. It doesn't matter how much we understand or not. It has to, well, to go through it. That we know it exists. For now, it's enough for us. And gradually we'll start revealing it. Even though these things seem very distant and very exalted on one way, on the other hand, we learned that it's all built according to one system. 5 degrees. In each and every degree, another 5. In each degree, another 5. And nothing but that. Meaning we can very quickly, really, to fly in all these degrees. And there's no problem here. It all depends on that upper light that we draw from above downward and want it to work on us and take care of us and correct us. And in this way, and according to that, we can ascend. That's it.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
So, what is the point that connects the lower one with the upper one?
What connects the upper one and the lower one is, actually, he writes about it. How do I explain this in a way that you can understand? It's a connection with the Creator. The point of Ein Sof.
No.
No more than that. We'll read about it. The point that connects the upper one and the lower one, the point of Malchut of the upper one that becomes the Keter to the lower one, the point of the Keter of the lower one that has everything, but it inverts into deficiency to a higher degree. That we still have to learn.
PT9.
What are those actions without intentions with which we begin? How does this mechanism work? Like a starter, that before the engine starts, can you describe it?
Just as you are all, it's called deeds. Without intentions, you want to connect, but without the true spiritual intention. That's why it's called with no intention.
You often tell us that if we want to connect without intention, we're like a group of criminals, but...
That's how we advance, but you come out of it. We start with doing commandments without intentions. That's what he wrote. Until 13 years that we work, because the commandments don't need the intention, and even if wrong intention, we're still advancing if we're performing actions, any actions.
That's what I'm trying to understand. We learn that we don't shift from not for her sake to for her sake unless you have an intention to shift to for her sake, lishma.
We don't have an intention for her sake because we cannot implement it.
So I'm trying to understand the actions we're talking about. Are they in our hands and legs or in the desire?
Both. The more the better. In the 10.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What we learned this morning, he says, this is the way in all the degrees, for every degree that is born, the upper degrees, that's the connection between the lower, between the upper and lower, where the lowest is the connection to the uppest. So we don't need an intention. So what do we need to do when we read the material and don't understand anything? What should we do?
We need to do in deeds and in intentions, everything possible. Anything in your hands to do, do it. No matter where you are, here or Canada or North or South America, doesn't matter how educated you are or smart, just do what you can. And then you'll see success.
What's the most effective? How can we consider it best? What's the right thing to do when we read material that we don't understand what is going on there? What should we think about?
Annul towards your friends, and in them towards the Creator. Nothing else but that is important. That's what was given to you. In annulling your existence, annul towards the group and towards the Creator. And from that, you will start entering the ladder of degrees.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moscow. Okay.
Moscow 4.
Добрый день, Раф. А по сколько лет человек может?
Good day, Raf. After several years, after how many years can a person determine how old he is?
There is no such thing. What do you mean? How many years he is in spirituality? As much as he attains, that's what he's going to have.
Moscow, the Moscow 4. Moscow.
Moscow.
PT6.
PT6.
Rava, Achelba Lavi Kiena.
Rav, he swallowed up riches and vomited. So when does it happen when a person enters?
That's in the end of the corrections.
So the efforts. So is it the efforts, or is it the efforts we make afterwards in the Torah and Mitzvot commandments?
The Sitra Achra, the other side, swallows and swallows and swallows everything from our uncorrected actions. Then it vomits it back, and we use it. She keeps all of our corruptions in order to give it back to us afterwards to correct. Bishkek.
Thank you, Rav. Two short questions. The matching of the still vegetative inanimate to the four sefirot, does it help understand the essence of the sefirot?
We can't understand anything. We can't understand anything, but from coming closer to one another, to that extent, the Creator comes close to us. And to that extent, we start understanding what's going on with us. And in this way, we will advance. And last question, French.
Rav, est-ce que ce point est le Issaron que nous devons éveiller? Et comment le faire dans la dizaine, Toda?
In the beginning of the lesson, you spoke about the deficiency we have to awaken. So the point of the upper one that is in us, is it the deficiency we have to awaken in? And if so, how do we do it during the day?
Throughout the day, we have to make efforts and remind each other, and each one remind themselves, but in the lesson, we do great work, and I'm very happy that the lessons are going in a way that we're advancing every time. We're advancing in degrees, in another degree, yeah? That's how it is?
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
По уроку первой части, если мы уроки проходим по одной теме,
according to the first part of the lesson, if we're going through one topic during the lesson, is it possible to listen to the previous day's lesson instead of today? For example, if I felt less incorporated in it.
The main thing is that you keep the connection between you. That's it. Well, and we, by this, need to separate Turkey too. Well, I can't. Come on.
Thank you. Dear Rav, our friend is asking, light creates and fills the vessel. Where is our involvement in this situation? Do we reveal that we are the vessel?
That you awaken the Creator, the source of the light, to work on us in a greater intensity. We, throughout unity and our request towards the Creator, we activated not the light itself and I don't know what, the source of the light itself. That's it. Nice. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Enter on to three. And
ad mahar.
Till tomorrow. All the best.
Oren. Today's broadcast will begin at 10 a.m. Rav with Norma Livne, and at 10:35, the writers' meeting with Rav.
Together we can change the future. Now